not be a solution for Vice President Harris to mimic Donald Trump's policies on immigration. In fact, she has to contrast. I think Latinos, by and large, even when they say immigration or border security is an issue for them, it's a much more nuanced view. I think people want a fair shake, and they're seeing that. I think what's happening is that folks are generally, this is not just an issue in the Latino community, but generally working class people are, the math isn't mathing. Whether it's their wages, whether it's their job conditions, or the cost of living, where, you know, just trying to make it, people are barely keeping their heads above water. And what Donald Trump has presented is who's at fault. And instead of it being the billionaire class, instead of it being corporations not paying their fair share, he's blaming the easiest people to blame, which has been done time immemorial in this country, which is blame immigrants, blame the other. Kamala Harris is not contrasting that sufficiently enough, and she didn't answer that woman's question. And I think the question remains, what will happen to folks who have been living, working, part of our community in this country, who have no real recourse to be able to adjust their status in this country?
And now I wanted to ask you, Marisa, what's your sense of the enthusiasm for voting? Clearly, in 2020, there was a huge surge of Latino voters in the last election, but there are key states. A lot of people focus on Arizona, but I also keep reminding people that there's a million Latinos who live in the state of Pennsylvania, perhaps the biggest battleground state. What is your sense of the enthusiasm among Latinx voters in terms of this election?
I think Harris-Walz will win the majority of Latino voters in this election. That, to me, is very clear. At the same time, it's never been Trump's goal to win the majority of Latino voters. He just has to win enough of a sliver of it. And I do think there are real cracks. And I don't know that the right question is, like, is Harris doing enough? Is the Harris campaign doing enough? I think this, in many ways, that campaign's behind the eight ball in terms of what the Democratic Party has done over the last many, many years in terms of their posture, not just to Latinos, but to Black Americans, to working class people broadly in this country. I think the enthusiasm is, it's, you know, I think there was a surge after Biden stepped out and she came in. And I think it's leveled out. And I think it's the economy that's really, really hurting. And the fact that Biden is not popular and she's not contrasting herself enough. And so in those states where it's going to be very, very close, I am somewhat concerned that there's not going to be enough of a margin. Because I think that there's, you know, I think a lot of people don't know exactly what her plan is, or the plans that are being put out are not really capturing folks' imagination or interest. So I think it's going to be very close, and I don't know that there's huge enthusiasm, I would say, in the community right now.
And Marisa Franco, would you say that the corporate media is accurate in saying that there is a rightward shift within segments of the Latinx community? We have 30 seconds.
No, absolutely not. I think what Latinos are doing is declaring their political independence from partisan politics. I think the Latinos are looking to see who is going to deliver. I think even if Harris's message is resonating, even if they reject Trump's values and the way he acts, which many do, they fundamentally don't believe that the Democrats will deliver. And that is something that's at the doorstep of the Democratic Party and them deciding, are they truly the class of working people in this country, or are they the class of the sort of upper middle, like corporate sections, like liberal but still corporate. And I think that's what Latinos are questioning. I don't think that they're going to the right. They're looking to see who actually cares about
Franco,
them is going to actually
I want to thank
deliver.
You for being with us. Ahead of Magente, I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
Just a place to meet. locking. This door's for locking. Have you got the key? In my leisure suite, hang up your jacket. Undo my back zip. Up the moment we woke up
in my leisure suite.
Thank you. I am a nurse, but I'm also a sister and a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine. It's effective against the spread of the virus and rigorously tested. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Try to fly. Is it so high? We don't think so. We don't think so. All we looked at, all we set back. Can we fake him? Emulate him? Hard now, features so fine, rouge and eyeliner, things I fancy, just like Nancy. Fashion's all. Often falter, cripes all out now. No more fights now. Makeup's taking lots of shaping on my eyelash.
my mind. You sure there's no line? Eye me up now. Pamper me now. Please don't pass by, or I shall cry. Oh.
WRCT Pittsburgh music for your inner robot.
This is a star. is so sorry. On his stone, sunk in too deep, run out of air, lung full of heavy, it's feeling
Dschungel, die Tiere, da gehören sie hin und nicht in den Zoo. Setze doch nicht vor, sie gehören nicht an die Schultern deiner reichen Puppe und Frösche und Kröten gehören nicht in die Suppe. Tiere würden sowas niemals tun.
English. fence about the COVID vaccines?
Aren't there side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Davis really blew my mind. Played the boombox in the courtyard. Never used a credit card still. Took a trip by Greyhound bus. The summer I believed in. Plaster cows down city streets, wore thrift store skirts with little pleats, smoked pot and sat around all day, bought a guitar but didn't try to
from her Middle Essence CD. That's Amy Rigby with The Summer of My Wasted Youth. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a radio program called Viva La Mock. And guess what? I have some very exciting news. And that news is that Amy Rigby is actually joining me on the phone right now. Welcome, Amy.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Paul.
So you have a brand new album out, do you not?
I do. It's been out for 2 months now.
2 months. And what comes with a new album comes a, thankfully, a tour. So you are on tour right now, and you are coming to Pittsburgh on Friday, October 18th, and you're playing the Bantha Tea Bar. I'm not sure exactly how they want to be labeled, but they're going to be both on this show, which is on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood. So tell me about